ladies and gentlemen, John Denver.
Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is old there, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, growing like the breeze. Country roads, take me home to the place.
The Midnight Special. We think we have a really great show for you tonight. I know we have some incredible entertainers for you. And I suppose that I hope you folks know, and for some of you in the audience out there, that we have some ulterior motives in what we're doing this evening. We're here to try to stress the importance of everybody getting out to register to vote. Now, all right. You know, it's something a lot of people have been talking about for a long time now, to have 18, 19, and 20-year-olds, to give them the chance to participate in local and national elections. And now it seems we have the chance, but there are still about 12 million people out there who haven't bothered to register. And as far as I'm concerned, there's really no excuse for anybody copping out. Truly, the way this lady sings really knocks me out. Linda Ronstadt.
That's what someone told me. think I'm gonna love you for a long, long time. Caught in my fears, blinking back the tears. And I think it's gonna hurt me for a long, long time.
Music industry, some groups sometimes break up and new groups are formed, different groups, and oftentimes better groups come out of this. And if you remember a group named the Zombies, which several years ago, not too long ago, had a very big hit record all over the world actually called Time of the Season. And Rod Argent was the leader of that group and has since formed another group. They have a very big hit record now all over the country called Hold Your Head Up. Please welcome Argent.
Thank you. knows a lane. A girl that ain't no lane. Look at that child.
Popping that thing.
Come on. Pop that thing.
Hitch her up to the wagon.
Hitch her up to the wagon.
Get her ready to roll.
Get her ready to roll.
Get on board.
Get on board.
You can't carry the load.
A lovely lady, Cass Elliott. Hiya, Cass.
Hiya, John.
How are you doing?
Fine and dandy.
I'm great, too.
I didn't ask you how you were.
Well, I like to say it once in a while because it makes me feel
just
better.
Just to remind yourself.
Sure,
that you feel
sure.
Okay.
You know how it
That's
is.
That's all right.
You know, I'm really glad you're here tonight because this is about voter registration.
I know.
I know that you've done a lot of work about that yourself.
Yeah, we're all just getting ready for a big push. This is very important, you know. If I could, I don't know whether who's been talking about it so far on the show, but I've been traveling around the country for the past year or so, talking at a lot of college campuses and trying to find out exactly what people are thinking. And the thing that's impressed me the most is there is still, in this country, believe it or not, after all the talk, a tremendous amount of apathy on the part of people who maybe don't like the way things are going and maybe want to change it, but don't do anything about it, you know? And your vote and my vote is not any more important than anybody else's. They are equally as important and very important. And that's why we're all here, to get everybody to get out and register. I don't think it's so important who you vote for. You vote for who you believe in.
Mm-hmm.
But the important thing is to vote, because it's our way and it's the best way. And that's why I'm here, and that's why you're here, too.
That's great.
Do it.
Thank you, Dad. I'm glad that you're here to tell people that. She's a very eloquent lady.
It's a song that I wrote that I'm letting John sing.
I couldn't have said that any better myself.
I'll just walk over here until you're ready for it.
All right, let's see. Are you guys ready? Okay. All my bags are packed, ready to go. Say goodbye. But the dawn is breaking, it's early morn. The taxi's waiting, he's blown his horn. Already I'm so lonesome I could die. So kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you never let me go. I'm leaving on a jet plane. Don't know when I'll be back again. Oh, babe, I hate to go. There's so many times I let you down. So many times I played around. And I tell you now, they don't mean a thing. Every place I go, I'll think of you. Every song I sing, I'll sing for you. When I come back, I'll bring your wedding ring. So kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. Now the time has come to leave you one more time. Let me kiss you and close your eyes. I'll be on my way. Dream about the days to come when I won't have to leave alone. About the times I won't have to say. Everybody. Kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. Just about all the music that's been made over many, many years now, you can hear the influence of these two guys. From back at the time when they recorded Bye Bye Love, and I was in, I think, junior high school then, until just recently, an album that they have called Stories We Could Tell, which I think is the best they've ever done. As a matter of fact, there's a big billboard on Sunset Strip now that reads, "If they could turn your parents on, they can wipe you out." And I happen to believe that that's true. Ladies and gentlemen, the Everly Brothers.
Is dream.
Slipping in the Darkness is a very, very big hit record all over the country now. And I'm very pleased we have the group that made it that way. Ladies and gentlemen, War.
Yeah.
several years now. I met her, first of all, I guess about 3 or 4 years ago, back in the Midwest. I really thought she was a great singer then, but it didn't seem there was a whole lot of things going on for her as far as records go. But about, well, a little over a year ago, she had a giant hit record with I Don't Know How to Love Him, the song from Jesus Christ Superstar. She's a lovely lady, I think. She's a composer, also a lyricist. She's a woman. Please welcome Miss Helen Reddy. I've known this next gentleman for a couple of years now. I met him, first of all, when he was singing with Blood, Sweat, and Tears, and I was the opening act at a few of their concerts. And I thought then that he was really an incredible singer, and that feeling has really grown over the years. In fact, there are just two people, I think, who really, as far as singing goes, stand head and shoulders above anybody else in the business. One is my friend Harry Nilsson, and the other one is this man. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm freaked out to have him on the show. Mr. David Clayton Thomas, the Sanctuary Band.
Open my eyes early this morning, and I found myself all alone. Sweet taste in me, still on my tongue, and a touch of tomorrow in my bone. Open my eyes early this morning, and the whole round world was turning cold. Sweet taste in midnight, still on tongue. Was it borrowed? Was it bought? Or was it sold? And I can still hear
music, it's the same old melody. Someone belongs to everyone, and no one belongs to me. Now sing the song with me, I can still hear yesterday's music. It's the same old melody. Someone belongs to everyone, and no one belongs to me. So sing the song that I can still hear yesterday's music. Now it's the same old melody.
Chapin.
Hi, Harry.
You know, this show, the point of the show this evening at least, is about voter registration.
Well, I'm sort of a bad person to ask for that because I've got some very strong political feelings, so I won't go into those. I've been working in various, you know, doing various concerts and things, but obviously it just makes damn good sense. If you care about what's happening, you do something one way or the other, and the way you do something, at least in this society, is to go out and vote. And I think they're both President Nixon and McGovern have said that there's a this is the clearest choice of the century, and so I think we all should go out and make that clearest choice.
Well, like you say, it is our point to at least do our part and get involved and make that choice, whichever way it goes.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, about the song Taxi now, which you're going to do, is that a true story?
Well, it's emotionally true, if not literally true. I've been in the film business on and off for a lot of years and wasn't doing very well at one point, didn't have any gigs, so I went out and got myself a hack license for bread. And during the month that I was waiting for it to come through all the papers, I heard an old girlfriend of mine had gotten married instead of becoming an actress, and she'd married a rich guy, and I envisioned some night I'd be driving a cab in big city streets, and this lady would get in the back, and I'd turn and look at her, and she'd look at me, and we'd both know that we'd sold out our dreams, and so I wrote the song then.
It's really a beautiful song.
Ironically enough, the day I was supposed to start driving the cab, I got three film jobs, so I never had to drive up on my mantelpiece
right.
In a place
but
of honor.
It was close, though, for a while, I guess, huh? Please do it for us, all right?
Love to.
Harry Chapin.
It was raining hard in Frisco. I needed one more fare to make my night.
A lady up ahead waved to flag me down. She got in at the light. Oh, where you going to, my lady blue? It's a shame you ruined your gown in the rain. She just looked out the window. She said 16 Parkside Lane. Something about her was familiar. I could swear I'd seen her face before. But she said, I'm sure you're mistaken. And she didn't say anything more. It took a while, but she looked in the mirror. Then she glanced at the license for my name. A smile seemed to come to her slowly. It was a sad smile, just the same. And she said, how are you, Harry? I said, how are you, Sue? Through the too many miles and the two little smiles, I still remember you. It was somewhere in a fairy tale. I used to take her home in my car. We learned about love in the back of a Dodge. The lesson hadn't gone too far. You see, she was gonna be an actress, and I was gonna learn to fly. She took off to find the footlights. I took off to find the sky. Something inside me to drive a princess blind. There's a wild man wizard, he's hiding in me, illuminating my mind. Oh, I've got something inside me, but it's not what my life's about. 'Cause I've been letting my outside tide me over till my time runs out.
It is so high that she's skying. Yes, she's flying.
There was not much more for us to talk about. Whatever we had once was gone. So I turned my cab into the driveway, past the gate and the fine trim lawns. And she said, we must get together. I knew it'd never be arranged. Then she handed me $20 for a $2.50 fare. She said, Harry, keep the change. Well, another man might have been angry, and another man might have been hurt, but another man never would have let her go. I stashed the bill in my shirt, and she walked away in silence. It's strange how you never know. we'd both gotten what we'd asked for such a long, long time ago. You see, she was gonna be an actress, and I was gonna learn to fly. She took off to find the footlights, I took off for the sky. And here she's acting happy inside her handsome home, and me, I'm flying in my taxi, taking tips and getting stoned. I go flying so high when I'm
stoned. You folks are thinking out there. You're thinking, sure, he can play guitar and write songs and sing a little bit, but can he juggle?
I think I'm gonna pull through. special from August 19th, 1972, right after station identification. How you doing, David?
John, how you doing?
I'm great. Geez, I love that song earlier. Is that going to be your single, do you think?
Yes, yes. It'll be on in about 10 days.
Mm-hmm. Someone beloved. See, I'd like to sing with a group like this behind me sometimes. Instead of Mike and Dick, I get tired of them. I hope they're not listening now, anyway. You know, David has been involved in voter registration a great deal in this country, and as you know, that's the main point of our show tonight. And it's kind of interesting to me because I know that you're from Canada, mm-hmm. and I wondered, you know, why you're so involved over here.
Well, Canada being next-door neighbor with missile bases and dew line and early warning radar and everything else is profoundly influenced by whatever happens here. I guess it's the same with young people all over the world. They're all, their lives are going to be affected by what happens in this election now.
Well, you know, it seems to me, as much as it's, you know, very evident between here and Canada, that's just a fence line away, but it seems that the world has grown so small that what happens anywhere affects people in other parts of the world, and as long as we're more aware of that, maybe we'll be a little bit better off, huh?
Right.
You're going to do another song for us, right?
I'd like to.
What's it called?
It's called Nobody Calls Me Prophet. It was written by myself and William D. Smith.
Over there on the piano?
That's him.
Dynamite. David Clayton Thomas, the Sanctuary Band.
Prophet, nobody hears me call. Nobody calls me mister. I'm nobody's child at all. Nobody calls me brother. Nobody calls me son. Nobody calls me prophet till my prophecies are done. Never been known to swear upon the gospel, but I sure have been known to swear by what I see. Never been known to know where I am going, but I sure have been known to know where I have been. Yes, I sure have been known to know where I have been. Is wasted, somebody's war is won, somebody's back is breaking, and somebody's favor's done. Somebody calls me brother, somebody calls me son. There ain't nobody calls me prophet till my prophecies are done.
Never been known to swear upon the gospel, but I sure been known to swear by what I see.
Never been known to know where I am going, but I sure been known to know where I have been. Yes, I sure been known to know where I have been.
Yes, you hear what I'm talking about. Come on.
Na 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 again, wondering if this traveling is good. Is there something else a doing we'd be doing if we could? But the stories we can tell. And if it all blows up and goes to hell, I can still see us sitting on a bed in some hotel, singing every story we can tell. Remember that guitar in a museum in Tennessee? The name played on the glass brought back 20 melodies, and the scratches on the face told of all the times he fell, singing every story he could tell. And the stories he could tell. And I'll betcha it still rings like a bell. And I wish that we could sit back on carousel. Hey, you did it for the stories you could tell. And the stories we can tell. And I wouldn't care a man I'd like so well. And I wish that we could sit back on a bed at some motel and listen to the stories we can tell. Sit back on a bed in some
Before we close things off this morning, I'd like to take this opportunity to thank especially the people who've been a part of this show, behind the cameras and the other entertainers who've been here this morning, but also you folks here and you folks out there watching. We feel that what we've done has been worthwhile, and we hope that we've done something about getting some more of you folks to go out and register. I want to remind you that in this democratic society of ours, a government for the people, of the people, and by the people, that you have a responsibility too, and that if you don't take part and don't get involved, you really have no right at all to bitch or complain. Thank you very much.
It's 5 o'clock. Frosting on the window pane and sorrow in your eyes. The stars are fading quietly. Night is nearly gone. Sorry to believe in you. Goodbye again. As if you didn't know.
This is Wolfman Jack reminding you that Glenn Campbell will be your guest host for next week's Midnight Special. Don't you dare miss it.